This hour starts with some positive news about the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. In at least one of the countries hard hit by the disease, the epidemic shows signs of slowing. Liberia has had about 6,500 cases, but now new cases are on a decline, dropping by about 100 a week. NPR's Maiklin Duclef just returned from Liberia and has this report on how the country is starting to beat Ebola.
If you want the inside scoop about what's happening with the outbreak, then just hang out at the Mamba Point Hotel in Monrovia. It's packed with scientists from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, international reporters, and a bunch of guys and gals in camo from the U.S. Army. They all like to hang out at the bar during lunchtime, and that's where I met Joel Montgomery, a top epidemiologist at the CDC. We head off to a quiet side room, and he starts telling me about all his trips to Monrovia.
When I was here again in August, not to sound like a, you know, making this too colorful, but there were, I mean, there were literally dead people on the streets. And the burial teams were picking up, you know, 50, 60 bodies a day.
At that point, the epidemic was doubling every few weeks. Clinics were stretched way past capacity, and even getting an Ebola test could take days or weeks if you lived in the jungle. Samples had to be sent by a series of canoes and motorcycles to the only lab in the country. Now Liberia has more diagnostic labs, as well as many more beds and clinics. There are still a lot of new cases.
But it does feel much better than it did in August, I got to tell you. The pulse, you know, the people on the street, it just feels different. I mean, it feels more controlled now than it did.
Since early October, the number of new cases has declined, and across Liberia, only about half of all beds in Ebola clinics are filled. The virus is still popping up in new parts of the country, so Montgomery doesn't want to say the tide has turned.
It's too early. I mean, it's too early to say, because as soon as you say that, you're going to be wrong.
There's another positive sign that isn't getting much attention. Liberians banding together to get Ebola out of their neighborhoods. That same day, at that same bar, I heard about a woman in Monrovia helping with a grassroots campaign in West Point, one of the city's poorest neighborhoods. The project sounded awesome, so I emailed Katie Myler the day after I returned to the States. She called me on her cell phone at a market near West Point.
Nobody would want to eradicate Ebola from their own neighborhood more than those who live in their neighborhood. I mean, the mothers and fathers and neighbors and sisters who want to protect their own children and protect their own families.
Myler is the founder of More Than Me. It's a tiny school in West Point that gives girls a free education. The school had to close when Ebola came, so Myler knew she needed to turn her attention to getting the virus out of West Point. A few months ago, she says local leaders in West Point banded together and built their own Ebola task force.
They've started going door to door, just first with information about what Ebola is and how to keep yourself safe.
Then the team started training people to be nurses and actively looking for Ebola cases in West Point. When they find someone sick, they call an ambulance and get the person out of the community. Myler says all this hasn't cost much money.
These guys just need boots because they're like going door to door in flip-flops looking for sick people, and they need transportation to get the sick out as soon as possible, and it doesn't have to be a billion-dollar ambulance.
The shoestring operation is working well. Cases in West Point have dropped, and the government wants to expand the project to five other neighborhoods in Monrovia.
The way to reduce the cases is to listen to the people who live in the community.
She says if the world wants to stop this outbreak, it should rely more on the people fighting for their own lives. Maiklin Duclef, NPR News.